It is Monday, June the 5th, Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker here at Acker Finley for his weekly update. All right, we're through the end of the month. The rebalancing has occurred. Let's look at the Canadian fund first. Sure. What went in, what went out? Because May was a brutal month for everybody.
Yeah, May was a brutal month, certainly the last few days for us since we did our last audio. But energy is up big, and
you've been underweight energy for a long time.
We got down to 12.8% energy, certainly at the beginning of May. Now we're up to over 28%.
Wow.
Getting us closer to market weight.
Yep.
Within that, so...
So you needed that pullback in May to find the valuations you were interested in?
Yep, on that pullback, full weight energy, and a lot of it coming from the drillers, actually, Precision Drilling and Ensign Energy. So we liked the pullback, so we used that to certainly get closer to the energy weight.
Now, this is not a call on the price of oil. What is it?
It's not a call on the price of oil. All it is we look for mispriced assets. These assets, to us, are mispriced. Certainly alongside their brethren, like Suncor and and the rest of them, we will not touch. But these things are cheap, and on that pullback, they got cheaper relative to the other population, other securities in the population, the TSC 100 that we're looking at. So they get included in our portfolio.
You often argue that the Canadian market is an inefficient market. And is that evident to you in these May numbers?
For sure. The Canadian market, unlike the U.S. market, is very inefficient. And what we mean by that is you can use certain indicators like earnings momentum really to make a decent rate of return in Canada. Most
on its own, I mean, go with the mo, as they say. I mean, there are a number of people who play that game.
No, there's another.
It's great when it's going up. The pity is coming down.
Unfortunately, a lot of players don't use it in terms of valuation. They'll pay any price for earnings momentum, as you can see in some stocks like maybe Suncor or even Techcominco. But how we do it differently in Canada is we put a value parameter in it. We will not buy earnings momentum at any price. We will, as long as it qualifies in our value sense and our upside to model price, we will include it in half our portfolio in the certainly on the Canadian side.
Well, Techcominco, there's a classic. I mean, it had earnings momentum for a couple of years, I guess.
Yeah, almost 3 or 4 years. It does still fit our value parameter, certainly in the metals side.
Bombardier?
Bombardier had huge earnings momentum, and that all came crashing down, certainly on us, the last day or the second last day of the month. Bombardier is down 14-15% in the last couple days of the month. So, yeah, I mean, but Bombardier to us is still a cheap stock relative to its model price. So sometimes even us get a little singed, or fingers a little singed off playing it. But certainly we're not in all the earnings momentum names as some people are.
Now, when I looked at my statement, you had a couple of banks. I had a couple of bank stocks sort of sitting outside the mutual fund section, and I see you've sold those. What are you doing?
Well, to us, we have a view, a macro view, which has really nothing to do with the way we run the funds, but I look at the world in terms of a macro. We, for instance, looked at the world 3 years ago, 4 years ago. We loved the Canadian dollar, got everyone in the Canadian dollar. And I just think interest rates are going to go up a whole lot more than what people are again, assuming.
Particularly in Canada, because we lag the U.S.?
Yeah, we lag the U.S., but, of course, the consensus is the Bank of Canada is completely done raising rates here. I think that's, if the Bank of Canada does stop and pause here, I think that's a detriment. I think Canadians will only have higher rates down the road, but our view is, and we have foresight on this, certainly in the U.S. where rates are higher, financials only make up 5% of our Acker Finley Value 50 fund. So we actually, in our computers, we actually put in the U.S. rates to see what our model prices would be on the Canadian banks.
Oh, I see.
And
yeah,
our
yeah.
model prices, believe it or not, are either at or below the current levels of the Canadian banks. So we have a feeling that rates are going to go an awful lot higher.
And you're getting ready for it now.
We're getting ready for it now. We were up 60, 70% in our bank stocks.
Yeah.
We sold half. But, you know, for our unit holders, for anyone listening on this, I think anything to do with financials, whether it be bank stocks, whether it be dividend-paying stocks or whatever, income trusts, I can't even think of what will happen to that group, but you're in for a rough time ahead because I think rates are going to go an awful lot higher.
Is this inflation coming largely from oil prices? Because, I mean, everyone is up to you. Oh, we've coped with $70 oil.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is going to be passed through to the consumer. Companies are basically passing it through. Not all companies, but a lot of companies will. And I just think that certainly... since my prediction on gold and my grandkids won't see $500, I mean, that prediction was made based on certain premises of certainly lower rates, disinflation, but certainly with that that prediction blown up, I think the what everyone, when they look at the, certainly like gold and the the prices for gold, that's only a harbinger for, I think, higher rates, higher inflation down the road, in which case consumers are going to have to pay a lot more for loans and what their bills are.
Interesting, stimulating, as always. Thanks for your time, Brian. I'll see you in a week.
Great. Thanks.